everyone. Welcome to the AFC Donscast on Friday, the 11th of November. It's Graeme McCart here with your second quick AFC Donscast update of the week. Midweek action at the Spaghetti Ad on Tuesday night, and it was another hot and cold performance from the Dons on the road. The opening 30 minutes was every bit as bad as the horror shows at Tannadice and Ibrox earlier in the season. We looked destined to concede every time a ball was swung into the box. Bojan Majovski's penalty miss in the dying minutes of the first half was probably the critical moment in the game, as after the break, Aberdeen turned in a better performance, giving Livingston a bit more of a hard time. Duke's penalty, a third VAR spot kick award in the game, was all the Dons had to show for it, and despite an improved second half showing, the damage was done in the first half.
Well, Jim, after that one, I guess you must be scratching your head wondering how you've taken nothing from a game like that, particularly with the second half performance you put on.
Well, I mean, I'm not scratching my head as to how we, you know, went two goals behind, because you know, it was one of the poorest starts to a game that we've made all season. You know, we just didn't cope with the fast start that Livingston, you know, came flying out of the blocks, you know, put balls in behind us. They done the basics better than what we did in the first 20-25 minutes of the game, and we couldn't cope with that, and that hurts me to say that, because I've not seen that a great deal this season, where we've been out-fought and out-battled. So yeah, we can only apologise to the supporters for that slow start, but, you know, thereafter, I would say, for probably the last 15 minutes of the first half, and, you know, the whole 45 minutes of the second half, I thought the boys were excellent. But, you know, we can't mask over the fact that we gave Livingston a two-goal head start. The first goal's disappointing. It's, you know, it's not a brilliant corner, I don't think. I don't think it's one that they've worked on a great deal. It's one that we should cut out in the near post, and then obviously we've got to mark our men and make sure that they don't get on the end of things. But the second one, you know, I don't know a great deal about, to be honest with you. I haven't had a chance to watch it back. But, you know, I certainly can't come on here crying about VAR when it goes against us, when, you know, we're quite happy to take it when it goes for us. So we found ourselves two goals behind, and at that particular moment, you know, Livingston were well on top. And, you know, credit to them for the way that they started the game. But as I say, you know, if that had a continued and that level of performance was there for the full 90 minutes, then I would be extremely worried and extremely concerned. But, you know, I have to, as hard as it is, and I'm sure the supporters, you know, will be extremely disappointed as well. You know, there was a hell of a lot of positives there on the night, particularly in the second 45. You know, we've hit the woodwork in the first half. We've obviously missed that penalty just on half time. But the second half, you know, it's one of the most one-sided games I've seen for a long, long time. You know, we completely dominated the game, played some really good football, created numerous opportunities, and unfortunately just weren't able to get that equaliser in the end, because, you know, I think if we had came away with a point after that slow start, then I think it would have been a great result. But look, you know, it's a sore one. There's no getting away from that, because we've, you know, been on a good run of form. You know, I think we won our, prior to tonight, won four out of the last five. You know, coming here and getting a point wouldn't have been a disaster. And I think, you know, we deserve that in the end. But the slow start is something that we will speak about, and we'll need to ask questions and try and figure out why we didn't start the game in a better manner.
You've preempted my next question, Jim. Why was that start so slow? What do you put that down to? And how do you rectify something so intangible as that?
Look, I mean, it's, as I said, it's impossible to, you know, put your finger on it. It's completely out of character. There was, you know, individuals making mistakes that they don't normally make. But look, everybody can have a bad day at the office from time to time. And I think that's that slow start, the mistakes that we made, the pressure that we brought on ourselves in that opening 10-15 minutes, I think just put us on the back foot. And it took us a little bit of time to relax and get into the game. So, you know, if we scored a penalty just on half time, then of course it's a completely different game, because you know, I do believe we would have came away with something. But look, it's very, very frustrating. I think after the Rangers game, when we saw the next three fixtures coming up, Hibs, Livingston and Dundee United, I think, you know, I'd have probably snapped a hand off you for 7 points, you know, two wins and a draw. Obviously, we wanted to try and pick up all nine, but it's not always that easy. But, you know, we've got an opportunity on Saturday to make amends for tonight. And if we can play, you know, to the level that we did in the second 45, but consistently for the 90 minutes next Saturday, then we'll give ourselves a really good chance of winning the game.
Pittodrie's been a real fortress for you this season, and a little towards the end of last season as well, but the away form is perhaps still a bit of a concern. How do you go about rectifying some of the results on the road and converting what's been very strong home performances into better ones away from the North East?
Well, look, I mean, at Pittodrie we've been getting a lot of plaudits for obviously all of the wins that we've had there, the amount of goals that we've scored. You know, the home fans have certainly been entertained this year with the volume of good quality goals that they've seen. You know, on the road we haven't picked up the points that we would have liked. You know, there have been, you know, one or two different circumstances that have possibly played a part, but all in all, you know, we need to have a better return than what we have shown up to now. So it is something that we do talk about, and we will continue to speak about, and maybe during the World Cup break we'll maybe need to sit down as a group and come up with some kind of maybe different game plan away from home. You know, maybe we can't be as open and as expansive as what we want to be when we're on the road, and maybe we need to be a little bit cuter about how we set up. But that's up to me to figure that out. You know, the players go out and play a way that I ask them to play, you know, so any kind of blame or whatever else you want to call it, negativity that is going to come the team's way, you know, should come my way, because I'm asking them to try and play a certain way. You know, I want them to be recognised as an offensive, entertaining team, and I think we've seen that at Pittodrie. But, you know, we need to just try and do the basics better on the road, be a bit more harder to beat, and, you know, we need to try and get back to keeping clean sheets. It's as simple as that.
Mentally, how important is it that the players dig deep, respond, get over the disappointment of tonight, knowing that you've got a huge game on Saturday and it's the last one before that winter break?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's always important to show a positive reaction after a negative result. You know, this isn't a, you know, I'm not standing here feeling the way I felt after the Dundee United game, where, you know, it was an absolute disaster from start to finish. You know, I've got real frustrations and disappointment in how we started the game, and that's ultimately why we ended up losing the game, because we gave Livingston a 2-goal head start. But there are periods of the game that I'm extremely pleased with, and they're the types of things that we need to try and do consistently. You know, we're sitting third in the table at the moment. It is very tight, it's very compact. You can see, I mean, right down to 8th position, I think there's only about 3 points between us and them. But this is where we wanted to be at this particular period. We need to go and win on Saturday to make sure that we stay there. And you know, it hasn't been as much as people tend to look for the negatives. It hasn't been all that disappointing. You know, there have been a number of positives, but we do understand that we need to try and sort out the shape of the team defensively on the road, and that's my responsibility. And we'll come up with a plan during the World Cup break that will hopefully rectify that.
Well, Jim, I think it would be remiss of us not to touch on the performance of those in the stands tonight as well. The Red Army travelling in great numbers, filling about two-thirds of the stand behind you. How important is that backing, and how much do the players feed off that, particularly when they come to tough venues like this?
Well, look, I mean, I've spoke long and hard over the course of the season, you know, how well the supporters have been and how much they've got behind the team, and particularly the guys who travel the length and breadth of the country, you know, in these difficult financial times. So we're extremely grateful to them, as always, you know, for the lengths that they go to come and support their team. As I said, I think tonight is slightly different, in fact, a lot different to what it was at Tannadice, where, you know, we felt the need to apologise for the performance, and, you know, they travelled to Dundee in great numbers that night, and we didn't give them anything at all. But, you know, as disappointed that they'll be that we've lost the game, I hope that they can reflect on the game and see that they saw a team that they can be more proud of, if we can say that, in the second half. You know, and I think the reaction of the fans in the second half, you know, showed that they could get behind the team when we were on top like that. And, you know, hopefully they can take a little bit of encouragement from what they saw in the second half, and but we'll need to make sure that we don't have a repeat of what happened in the first 20 minutes again.
Jim, thanks for your time. Right, appreciate
thanks,
it.
Mate.
Thank you.
catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Well, there were other midweek matches in the SPFL on Tuesday and Wednesday night. In the other Premiership match on Tuesday, Ross County defeated Hibs 2-0 at Easter Road. Celtic had a 2-1 win over Motherwell at Fir Park on Wednesday night. Second place Rangers beat Hearts 1-0 at Ibrox thanks to a goal midway through the second half from Malik Tillman. Dundee United notched up the biggest win of the night, seeing off Kilmarnock 4-0 at Tannadice to move off the bottom of the table at the expense of the Ayrshire side. And Nicky Clark netted a dramatic equaliser deep into stoppage time as St Johnstone earned a 2-2 draw with St Mirren in Paisley.
Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours.
Britain's most dysfunctional neighbours are back.
Is there any toilet rolls?
Series 6 of Two Doors Down is available every Wednesday on BBC Two and catch up on BBC iPlayer. Tomorrow evening we're back in action against Dundee United in our 6pm kickoff at Pittodrie, our last match before the break for the World Cup. Tickets for the match are still on sale, but if you can't make it to the game, it'll be available on Red TV pay-per-view for £13.99 or £10.99 for Aberdeen A members, or on Red TV International for those of you who have it. Rory Hamilton and Stuart Duff will be in the hot seat. Coverage starts at 5:45pm. Jim Goodwin spoke to the media ahead of the game.
Well, we've not suffered back-to-back defeats this season up to now, so I would hope that that's not going to happen tomorrow. But of course, you know, you never know how the game is going to pan out. What I do know is that we've prepared really well for the game. The boys are not overly down on themselves after the result on Tuesday night. You know, it was a different defeat to, let's say, the Dundee United one at Tannadice, you know, where we didn't offer a great deal to the game. I thought, as I said, at Livingston for the last hour of the game, I thought we were excellent. And the second 45 in particular, you know, Livingston and hardly got out of their own half, and we had, you know, opportunity after opportunity. So there's a lot of positives for us to take from a very poor result. And, you know, that's hence why the players are in quite a good place mentally. So we're looking forward to the game tomorrow. It's one, you know, it's one more opportunity, as I said, to go and entertain the Pittodrie fans, who have been outstanding up to now. They've really got behind the team, and as I said, we want to bounce back after that disappointing game on Tuesday night.
And it's a full fixture card in the Premiership tomorrow. The early kickoff is between St Mirren and Rangers at 12:30. Then at 3, Celtic versus Ross County, Hearts versus Livingston, Kilmarnock versus Hibs and St Johnstone versus Motherwell. The Dons will play a friendly match sponsored by Gallagher Insurance against an Atlanta 11 at the Atlanta United training ground on Wednesday the 16th of November. Kickoff is at 3pm local time, 8pm in the UK, when Aberdeen head across the Atlantic for their official winter training camp. Following the match, supporters are invited to join the manager, his staff and first team players for a unique meet and greet event. There'll be no parking at the ground, and anyone attending the match must park at the Franklin Gateway Sports Complex, and there'll be a free shuttle bus from there to the training ground. All tickets have been sent via NFC via email, which should be downloaded to your Apple Pay or Google Pay wallets, so remember your phones so you can get into the match. The AFC Doncaster will be taking a World Cup break too, so after our next show on Tuesday, we'll be back on the 20th of December following our home match against Celtic on the 17th, or unless anything major happens between now and then. So I'll be back with the AFC Doncaster on Tuesday following our match against Dundee United. Till then, have a great weekend and stand free.
That's all for this week.
More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.